This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
God, that is such a bad movie. All right, 5 o'clock, draft day. Here's how we're going to do it. First of all, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Thank God the draft is today because I need to talk about players who have joined this team versus an endless hypothetical. But what I want to do is this. A, that's an amazing big hat. That's phenomenal. The big hats, remember when we had a moment with those? The Brian Robinson big hat. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. I want to ask people two things. A, live or on TV? How are you watching this damn thing? But two, just shoot me straight. Who's the pick tonight? We're all going to get it wrong, but let's have some fun. Now, I don't put any stock in a mock drafts, and I don't even put stock in my own opinion. Because figuring out what a team's going to do at 29 is entirely different than figuring out what they're going to do last year. Last year, we could have told you real easy. They were in love with Witherspoon.
Right.
And I was praying to God they just didn't do it or he got taken. He got taken. And don't tell me it didn't work out. It did.
No, it worked out. But come to find out, they kind of knew what they were talking about. He ended up being pretty good.
Amen. Yeah. The point I'm making is at 29, you just can't do the same exercise. So what I want people to do.
So can I take everybody in the RRI, or do I have to pick one?
I would prefer if you just picked one.
Okay.
Because it's just more enjoyable, and it's easier, and I want people to play along.
Gotcha.
So if you're on your way down here, or you already are down here, I want to know it. I want to know what got you to come down for this event. Pure chaos. If you're not, and you're just, I think it's a TV event.
No, it,
if I didn't work in this business, I'd be home in a heartbeat.
Mike, it is a TV event because, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to get down here and realize they can't walk inside the tent, that they can't have a seat inside the room, and they're going to have to sit and watch it from outside. So, yeah, it is made for TV, but this is the place to be. You are the center of the NFL universe right here, right now. So you want to go down there, you want to take the pictures, you want to do all this stuff
yep.
that you could say, when the draft was here in 2024, so was I.
So who's the pick tonight? Now, I am going to center in on one player. I will just stick with it. I guarantee I'll be wrong, but we'll have some fun with it.
Okay.
But 248-539-9797. Phone lines are wide open. I just want to know how you're watching it and who's the pick. And believe me, there ain't no one quoting anybody because I don't think any of us are going to get it right.
No.
Brad Holmes, they will move up, they will move down, or they'll simply draft a player that we haven't talked about. That's how it works when you're this late in the first round.
I've learned my lesson. I'm not going after any Georgia players because they only end up in Philadelphia.
Or jail.
But I feel like it's a banana in the tailpipe. I'm still going back to the defensive line from Florida State, taking Braden Fisk.
And unlike Georgia players, a clean driving record.
Yes. I think either they take him at 29.
Elite Raz.
Or in the move back, that's who they end up selecting.
Okay. For me.
Better yet.
Okay. Go ahead.
Better question, Mike.
What?
Along with what Mike said, 248-539-9797. Tomorrow at this time, are we talking about who the Lions selected, or are we anticipating again?
And again, Dan Campbell with the morning show, and Cookies has graced us with his presence. He will be joining us at 8 o'clock. They said it. If our guy's not there, we're moving down. Could be coach speak, but Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes kind of have a way of being very honest about things.
Cookies is here. You two have matching quarter zips.
No, we do not. Mine is far nicer. The point I'm making is I have kind of centered in on a player, and we talked about him earlier being a nightmare if he ends up in the division. It's a guy I like. It's a guy John Jansen likes. And all ball breaking aside and letting it play out or John going mute when U of M comes up as a topic, John knows football.
You know what else John knows?
Stop.
No, this was... Did you know that John surfs? Found that out last night.
The internet?
No. Like, he's like a surfer. Like, he goes out on the water.
I have nothing. The player we both like. Now, again, there is one glaring weakness in this deal, and that is he has never played a snap of man cover. Mm. But isn't Cooper DeJean a Lion? High IQ, toughness, all football guy. He adds the return element to the game. And Dan Campbell's already said they've been grinding the rules and they're excited about what they can do on the new kickoff and punt rules and all that. And he's another one of these deployable warheads where he can go between, like Brian Branch, safety / corner. It's a tool for Aaron Glenn to use.
Not only that, it's also a tool that you can use with the new kickoff rules.
Right.
Kickoff and punt return. Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know.
He's one. I don't know if he's going to be there at 29.
I know.
So you would have to move up to get him.
Or do you?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We always do this. The mock draft is what's got, and I'm not being disrespectful. The mock draft is what's guiding that take.
That's true.
It might not be reality. We see this every year. Last year, if they had taken Brian Branch at 12, nobody would have said a thing. They got him in the second round.
Heck, if they would have took Brian Branch instead of Campbell, you would have been like, great.
Who would have said a word?
Nobody.
No one, right? So I know I'll be wrong. But I just, that is a guy that fits. The RAS score fits. They were at the Iowa Pro Day. He's flexible in the secondary, much like Amik Robinson, who can play inside or out. Can't play out exclusively, but they can move him around. You can move, certainly, Brian Branch around. They do have a little bit of a need at safety, right? I kind of just wonder, would that be the guy, the player? And it's something like Aaron Glenn has done such a good job with just such a lack of weapons.
Right.
So
we'll see that. And that I can see that. But the other, that's why I said Fisk, because if you look at it, other than Aiden, I think we all knew that was going to happen. The other draft picks.
Sewell's the only other one.
Yeah.
I was stomping my feet for Sewell all that offseason because I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, this dude is a freak.
Nobody saw J-Mo. Nobody saw Gibbs.
No.
Nobody saw Campbell. Nobody saw any of these picks.
I can't be involved in any of it. I didn't see any of that coming from a mile away.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? That's the one name that I haven't heard, but he fits all the Brad Holmes criteria. That's why I'm like, maybe. And just the fact that he's talked about it, that he hinted upon it, Dan Campbell hinted upon, well, you know, if it happens, it's just one more sleep, and we end up picking so late, you guys just go home, sleep,
all right,
and come
right
back.
Then call it. No player is your pick.
No player tonight? No.
You're calling it. No player.
No player tonight.
No player for you. I'll have a little fun with the people. I'm willing to be totally wrong, and I don't take it serious because, dude, it's pick 29.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean. And all of a sudden we'll find out they moved up to number 3.
To take Cooper DeJean. No, I just – that's where I'm at. David, where are you at? Give me something here. Now, you can go no player – You can craft a trade up. I'm just saying if they sit there at 29 or move slightly, it fits the RRI with the Raz score and the pro day. They were at DeJean's pro day, and he has the number one Raz score for any secondary player. Versatile, special teams, dynamo. The only problem is he didn't play any man cover because that's just not what Phil Parker does at Iowa.
No, the Detroit Lions are going inside offensive linemen here. They're going to go Zach Frazier.
West Virginia.
Yep.
I'd love it, by the way. You know I want an offensive lineman. I'm just trying to think of what they would do based on what we've talked about. I would love it. You could be replacing the entire interior of that line next year. I mean, Zeitler's a one-year deal. Glasgow's not a long-term guy, and Ragnow could retire. In fact, there's no way after what happened this season where he contemplated it, needed time. I think you need someone that can play the interior third. Moonlight at center, play guard. Like, you know, like when we were joking around, oh God, it seems like forever ago, 6 weeks ago, and I'm like, Cooper Beebe. Like, those are the types of players that I think are invaluable, especially you're a Super Bowl caliber team. The odds of having the same five starting linemen all year. Look what happened last year with Jonah Jackson. The five games he was out, you ran for 50 yards less a game. Well, if you draft that type of player, maybe that doesn't happen. David's pick is what I want. I'm just trying to go with what's real.
No, it's very smart, and it's not really a name you've heard. I can see that, David. I mean, I just think that the pick is going to be somebody we haven't even scratched the surface on or talked about
but
in the
last
4 weeks.
I will say this, though. I think my selection goes along with what you're saying, though, Rico. They could get him from a trade
second
down
round.
And do it next and tomorrow night.
It was just listening to Campbell when he was on the morning show and just that whole, well, you know, if it's just one more sleep, like, yep. I think they have one or two people. And if they're gone, kind of how it was Witherspoon last, you know what, we're just going to pass. We'll move down. We got a bunch of other people that we
which
can take.
Which is why I believe what he said.
It worked. They moved down. They collected. And, yeah, you end up with Gibbs and LaPorta.
Yeah.
I think the Lions won that trade.
248-539-9797. We'll get with your phone calls. David on some ticket texts as we cruise along. And, yes, 8 o'clock, our live coverage of the draft starts. I know we got, like, an in-between deal and Tiger baseball.
Yeah, no Tigers.
No, we don't. They're off. They just lost the Rays last night.
So, yeah, you can come back and listen to us.
Who the hell's on after us?
I think Rieger.
Mark
and Rieger have a two-hour show.
Oh, boy. All right. I've wrote down three players that are an absolute dream.
Hey, telling you. All right. Let's in South Carolina. We did it. And it was. It worked. Every time.
All right. We'll get to you guys next. 97.1.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.